March 14, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Irma Fenter. Making headlines today, state-owned utility Eskom made a commitment on Thursday to limit its unplanned outages to a maximum of 2,500 megawatts as South Africa enters a new phase of power rationing. Speaking at a press conference following a meeting with key industrial users and municipalities, CEO Jacob Moroga said the country still needed to save 3,000 megawatts between March and July, but that this would have to be divided more equally than it had during the stabilization phase between February and March.
What we also have done as Eskom is to commit to a level of unplanned. We have targeted that we want to remain under 2,500 megawatts of unplanned outages at any given point. So as we request South Africa to reduce consumption by 3,000 megawatts, we are committing that we want to limit our unplanned outages to 2,500 megawatts.
South Africa's mining output dropped by 10.7% during January, compared with the figure for the same month in 2007, official data showed on Thursday. This took the country to mine output levels last seen in early 2003. Gold production took the biggest knock, being 16.5% down, after safety shutdowns and the power crisis curbed output, government agency Statistics South Africa reported. Platinum group metals output declined by 15.9%, while coal production fell by 12.5% on a year-on-year basis. Diversified miner Rio Tinto is in discussions with the South African government to review the timing of its planned aluminium smelter at Kucha in the Eastern Cape, in light of the country's power shortage, the company said on Thursday. A team consisting of members from government, Rio Tinto and Eskom are reviewing the terms of the project in order to align its timing with the availability of secure power generation capacity from Eskom, Rio Tinto said in a statement. The company inherited the $2.7 billion project when it bought Canadian aluminium producer Alcan last year. Government will table draft legislation intended to regulate the private health sector, including private hospitals, within 2 months, Health Minister Mantu Tsabalala Msimang said on Wednesday. She told the National Assembly that it was clear that government could not sustain unregulated private healthcare service delivery in South Africa and, at the same time, regulate the medical schemes industry. The department had been working to draft legislation to present to Assembly that will enable it to contain costs, prevent bad business practices, and protect the consumer. Also making headlines today, maize price misconceptions are distorting South Africa's biofuel strategy. New 250 million rand International Aviation Centre for Cape Town. Government's 2010 World Cup Unit Director General steps down. Uranium One declines to comment on reports of job cuts. ArcelorMittal files lawsuit over Canadian iron ore acquisition. South African court reserves judgment on Zuma case. And Chad and Sudan leaders sign a peace pact in Dakar. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.co.za, and polity.org.za.